Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 61. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about the toxicology of rivaroxaban and apixaban. Answer the drug information question, is vancomycin compatible with piperacillin tazobactam at Y-site? And share a resource I use when taking care of a pregnant patient in the ICU. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode61. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free community with other pharmacists from around the world collaborating with each other in real time. I invite you to join me and the many other Pharmacy Nation members there. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. The article for this episode is titled An Observational Study of the Factor Xa Inhibitors Rivaroxaban and Apixaban as Reported to 8 Poison Centers. The lead author is Henry A. Spiller, and this was published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine in February 2016. Rivaroxaban and apixaban have been approved for use by the FDA since 2011 and 2012, but little is known about the toxicology of these oral factor Xa inhibitors. The purpose of this study was to characterize the clinical effect in patients exposed to supertherapeutic doses of rivaroxaban and apixaban. The study was a retrospective collection of data from 8 regional poison centers covering 9 states spanning 3 years. Inclusion criteria included single substance exposure to rivaroxaban or apixaban. Exclusion criteria were animal exposure, polysubstance exposure, or informational calls to the poison center. 223 patients met the inclusion criteria. The mean age of the study population was 60 years. 56% of patients were female, 89% had ingested rivaroxaban, and 9% were children under 12 years of age. For rivaroxaban, the mean dose ingested was 64.5 milligrams with a range from 15 to 1,200 milligrams. And for apixaban, the mean dose ingested was 9.6 milligrams with a range from 2.5 to 20 milligrams. Prothrombin time, partial thromboplastin time, or INR, appeared to be unreliable predictors of the risk of bleeding in the study patients. Bleeding occurred in 7% of patients, 11 who ingested rivaroxaban and 4 who ingested apixaban. All the patients who bled were chronically taking rivaroxaban or apixaban. 12 of the ingestions were suicide attempts, and all of these involved rivaroxaban. One of these patients had an INR greater than 12 and was given fresh frozen plasma. None of the suicide attempt patients bled. Hepatic injury, as evidenced by an AST greater than 1,000 units per liter, occurred in a 25-year-old man with hepatitis C and an 82-year-old man. The authors concluded that bleeding after Xa inhibitor ingestion as a single agent is uncommon, and single exploratory ingestion by children was not associated with toxicity. Thankfully, much like warfarin, single dose ingestions by children were not associated with significant consequences. It's likely that data from this study will be used by poison control centers to advise that children who took single doses of rivaroxaban or apixaban can be safely managed at home. One interesting point the authors made is that the saturation of 10A binding sites may create a ceiling effect, which may limit the risk of bleeding after an acute overdose of rivaroxaban or apixaban. I'd like to give a shout out to Pharmacy Nation member Caleb for bringing up the drug information question for this episode. The question is vancomycin compatible with piperacillin tazobactam at Y-site? And the answer is, it is now. A recent study, which I have linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode61, concluded that visual, microscopic, and absorbance analysis showed no evidence of incompatibility when piperacillin tazobactam was combined with vancomycin at a concentration equal to or less than 7 milligrams per ml. Reversible and irreversible precipitates formed when piperacillin tazobactam was combined with vancomycin at concentrations equal to or greater than 8 milligrams per ml. And the resource I'd like to share with you for this episode is from the Society of Critical Care Medicine. They published a brief review titled Care of the Critically Ill Parturient, Easy as A, B, C, D, E. The topics of airway, breathing, circulation, delivery, and early transfer are discussed. Because it happens so rarely, I review this article each time I encounter a critically ill patient that is pregnant and in the ICU. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.